Right now. Okay. So we're holding at the bottom of Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph. Boi Rabbi Yochanan. Yisoyimim Oimrim Nasnanu V'yameh Lanatati. The Yisoyimim said, we already gave you your mizonos for the entire year. And she says, I didn't get anything. I didn't get them yet. So Amil Aviraya. We know the din is Amotu Mechaber Olav Araya. The motzi has to bring the raya. The shaila is the woman the motzi, or are the yisoyimim the motziim? Explains the Gemara. Nichsei b'ches kusyas mekayim v'alamona lohavi raya. Yidom nichsei b'ches kusyas mekayim v'alayisoyimim lohavi raya. Once the husband dies, the husband's obligated to give the nechasim, is obligated to give mezonos to the woman, and the yorshim get the nechasim. The shaila is, when we say that the Yarshim pay for the mezonos of the woman, is the pshat that really she has a lien on everything, everything's in her possession to pay for her mezonos. And then when she's finished with that process, the Yisoyimim get everything that's left. Or do we say, no, right away upon death of the husband, his property transfers to Yisoyimim. The orphans all inherit everything, and now they have an independent obligation to pay for the mezonos of the wife. Says the Gemara, Toshma de Tani Levi Almana calls Manchel and he says Ali Yisoyim Lavi Raya. He says Alel Lavi Raya. So what does Levi say? Levi clearly indicates that as long as she is not married, the nechasim are in her chazaka to pay for her mezonos. Once she gets married, then they automatically go to the yisoyimim's chazaka. And now the yisoyimim are holding on to them. And if she wants to collect money for previous mezonos, she has to bring a raya in order to collect the mezonos that she, the money for the mezonos that she was rightfully due before she got married. Amar Rav Shimi bar Ashi. Shimon bar Ashi says, no, it's a machlekes tanoim. It's a machlekes tanoim who the nechazim are becheskes who. What's that machlekes? Mecheres ukoiseves elu mezonos mechayatim, elu tzubuk mechayatim. If a woman has the nechazim, now she needs in order to sell them to pay for her mezonos, so she can sell them, however, or she has to sell the nechazim of her late husband in order to pay for her ksuba, she's allowed to, however, provided that she writes in the shtar to the lekuchos that she's selling it in order to get mezonos. I'm selling this field in order to buy mezonos. I'm selling this field in order to pay for my ksuba. It has to be written and specified in the shtar. Why? Shema yavu lekuchos. The lekuchos are going to come and say, lady, we already paid for your ksuba. She'll say, no, you didn't. You paid for my mezonos. For her raya, I have a shtar. And that shtar will be a raya that she didn't get her ksuba yet. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, my chesh, because of a stam. V'chein koichi yofe. She does not indicate it in the sale, in the shtar, either way. She doesn't say, I'm selling this for mezonos, or I'm selling this for ksuba. And that will make her power greater. What does that mean? We know that ksuba, she's allowed to collect from mishubadim. Mezonos is only from b'nei cherim. So if she sold the field for mezonos, and now she goes to collect the ksuba from b'nei cherim, there's nothing left. So she can now be goive nechasim mishubadim for her ksuba. And if she sold it for her, that makes her power stronger in order to collect the ksuba afilu mi mishubadim. You know, similarly, if she sells it for her ksuba, and they say, well, we already gave you the field for the mezonos, she goes, no, I didn't, I go sold it for my ksuba. Now you owe me mezonos. Now you owe me mezonos. Have a right. So Rabbi Yossi says that makes her power greater. Says the Gemara, my lab hokum ifti. Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar by the Frusha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, says that she has to explain what she's telling him. He says that the Chazar Bechazik is Yasmikai Mi Bela Monolabi Raya, and the Shtar is going to be the Raya, and therefore she has to write in the Shtar if she's selling him from his own servant Tzuba. Rabbi Yehuda, Saver, Loi by the Frusha, why? Because Nechse Bechazik is Almanakai Mi, the Chazar, she has ownership rights to the Nechazim called man, she hasn't got her Tzuba in his own yet. Well, and therefore, if the Yisraelim now say, we paid you Mizoinis, hooray, you sold the field to get your Mizoinis, so they have a Raya. They have to bring a Raya to show that the field is taka sold for Mizoinis. It wasn't sold for the Ksuba. That is the Machlekes Tanoim, which we've seen Rabbi. The Gemara then rejects this. Mimai. It's not true. Maybe the Machlekes we show you, the Machlekes Tanoim is really not a machlekes about who the cheskes, who the nechazim are. Why? Everyone agrees that the woman has the rights to the nechazim immediately upon death to pay for her mezonos and pay for her ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says she has to specify. He's coming to say good advice. To say good advice. What's the good advice? The likli, the low likula rava sanusa. In order that she won't be called a ravenous, a hungry lady, in other words, if she sold all the property in order to get her ksuba. And now she's still a mezainis. She's still the mezainis. She goes back to these and says, hello, you owe me money for mezainis. And they say, what do you mean we owe you mezainis? The only reason you owe money for mezainis is because you sold all the property and it wasn't enough to feed you. So you're looking for more. You're always looking for more. Whereas if she specifies what she's selling it for, then guess what? No one can claim any illicit deals going on here. No one can say she did something illegitimate. She says, I legitimately sold this for the mezainis, and now I'm asking for another field to sell or another field to pay for the ksuba. The Eloite Mahachi, because if it's not an eight to take the gamashman, for you, who does it not just coming to say good advice? Ha de boy Rabbi Yechanan, this question of Rabbi Yechanan, tifshait le mimas nisim. We should answer it from the Mishnah on. Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. Mishnah Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis should be a valid answer to our question. Why? Because the Mishnah says, Mecheres Lemizoinis, Shaloi Beis Din. She's allowed to sell the field if she's not even without Beis Din's approval to pay for her Mizoinis. Ukoisevis Elul Mizoinis Mecharti. She writes specifically for Mizoinis. She writes specifically for Mizoinis. A very, very gishmak. It's beautiful. Like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So why would she have to say it for Mizoinis? She has to say it for Mizoinis because she needs a raya against the Yisayimim. Now an answer of Yechanan's Kasha. Alternatively, it could be that she has to write it for Mizoinis simply just as an Eitzitayim Gamashmalan. So if you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda is not an Eitzitayim, but he's saying, Me'ikar ha-din, Me'chasim, or Be'cheskas, Yas Mika'imah, you have a very clear indication with the Mishnah Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis what the halacha will be in Rabbi Yechanan's Shaila. So therefore, al karchich it must be elamas nisan leka lemishnah minad eitzah teiv gemashmalan. Acharam eitzah teiv gemashmalan. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita is only that it's eitzah teiva to indicate, clearly indicate, if you're selling it for mezainis or for ksuba. But meikar adin. The almana does not need a raya because we hold nechazim cheskas almana kaima al yisaim lo bi raya. Inami, or you could say another rejection of the tanoim that machlekes tanoim is not about nechazke becheskas yisaim kaima and nechazim becheskas Amalekaima, rather, everyone agrees you send out the Nechazim. What are you going to do with Rabbi Yaisi Shita? What are you going to do with Rabbi Yaisi Shita? Rabbi Yaisi seems to say that the woman doesn't have to specify what she's selling it for because that makes her power of collection greater. Amar Rabbi Kishisha, Mashal, the Rabbi Yitzchak, the Ma'ad of Adayme. The Rabbi holds like, I'm sorry, the Rabbi Yitzchak holds like Rabbi Kishisha. Rabbi Kishisha gives the following Mashal to explain the Rabbi Yitzchak. Shchimera, a person's on his deathbed. Amar Tanuma Saim Zuz Leplaini Baal Choyvi. Give 200 Zuz to Pliny my, the person, my debtor, that I owe money to. Ratzim Echayvi Naitlin, Ratzim Matana Naitlin. Can take it either way, matana, or as a to pay off the debt that I owe him. In be matana naitlim loikach yofik koichai makes his power much greater. In other words, if the shchimeh I gave a present of 200, if the of 200 zuz to the baal choyv still can go collect the debt owed him. He can still go collect the choyv. So Karchach makes it, and not only can he collect the chayv, he can collect the afil mishubadim. Whereas if it would just be a matana that the shchemira is saying this is going to pay off the chayv, and I still owe my baal chayv 200 matana, so that matana would only be from bnei chayvim. So the way to make it a stronger, not a strong, to make it a stronger. Nesina, a stronger giving of the 200 zuz to the Baal Chayv is to indicate they're being given for a matan. So she, the Shchemira says it can go either way, but it's clear what it's really for. So to be Rabbi Yossi saying that you don't have to write anything in the shtar to the Lekuchas, because when the woman sold the field, obviously she still wants the capability to collect from Mishubadim. So she was only selling it for mizoinus. It's obvious, it's clear, and therefore it does not have to be written down. Ask the Gemara a new question. How does she sell it? In other words, she's holding on to her husband's possession. Now she's going to sell it in order to get her mizoinus. Kids mecheres. I'm Rabbi Daniel, I'm Rav Katina. I'm Rabbi Mecheres. Achas, the Shneim Osar. She sells one field for 12 months. No, she sells it for the value that it will cost to pay for a mizaynus for the entire 12 months. But she gets the money every 30 days. She gets the money to pay off that month. In other words, they don't give it her, and the buyer doesn't give it to her in one lump sum all 12 months. Rather, every 30 days, they're going to pay her a little bit more for that 30 days. But she's allowed to sell enough fields to pay for mezainis for an entire year. If he says, no, don't sell so much. Only sell enough fields to pay mezainis for 6 months. 6 months at a time. Tanik was it Rabbi Huna, Mecheres Hashem Tzachayit, Mefayin Tzach Zashoy Shem Yoyim. Tanik was it Rabbi Huda, Mecheres Hashem Chadash, Mefayin Tzach Zashoy Shem Yoyim. So we have a price at the beginning of ways. So I'm Rabbi, Amei Mar Hilches, so Mecheres, Lashish, Shem Chadash, Mefayin Tzach Zashoy Shem Yoyim. Halacha is, she sells it for 6 months, not for a year, only 6 months. Enough fields to pay for her mizaynus for 6 months. However, she's only going to get the money every 30 days. What are you going to do with Rabbi Huda Shita? You paske not like Rabbi Huda, not like Rav Huna. Why not? What about Rav Huna Shita? Says the Gemara, Amar lei l'shmi ali. I never heard of such a Shita. Kiloimar l'sfir ali. Meaning I don't hold of such a Shita. It's not that I never heard of it. I never heard it, meaning I never understood such a Shita, therefore I never held of such a Shita that it has to, that you're able to sell, the woman's able to sell for 12 months at a time. Ba'umine, we have a few more minutes, so I'd like to go a little bit further. Ba'umine me'chav sheishes, me'cheres le'mezoynes, ma'o shetach se'vetirich le'ksuba. Once she sold the field to pay her mezoynes, let's say she sold the field to pay for her mezoynes, now comes the time to collect the ksuba. Can she go collect? We know the ksuba, you're allowed to collect from Mishubadim, just like you're allowed to connect from not only Bnei Chayim, but even Mishubadim. So she goes to collect the ksuba, and the Yisraelim say, we only have to pay half the ksuba, go collect from the Mishubadim. Can she go collect that exact field that she sold? It's a kasha according to Rav Yosef. Dom Rav Yosef, I'm a loss of the Zabin, Achrayis Ayasmi. Because the Rav Yosef holds that a Almana who sold the field, if the field gets taken away from the Lekuchos, the Yisraelim have to reimburse the Lekuchos. So if this woman will go take a field away from the Lekuchos, and the Yisraelim would then pay the Lekuchos. So she's now getting her loan from the Yisraelim. So what do we say? Ma'akim d'achayis ayasmi torfo. Since at the end of the day, the responsibility to repay the buyer is on the Yisraelim, let her go collect. It's as if she's collecting from the Yisraelim. Aydama mati amri la, they could say to her, the Yisraelim could say to the lady, nay, dechazama loy kibata life. I understand that a chrais in general you didn't take upon yourself. In other words, if some ran, the Baal Chov of your ex-husband was dead, if his Baal Chov will come and collect the field, you didn't take that responsibility to reimburse the buyers. However, that's true if it's a Baal Chov de Alma. However, Achrayis and Avshech, Miloy Kavlu Kavas. But your own responsibility, for you taking the field away from the Yilchul Chazabad, you have to take responsibility for it. So therefore, she would not be allowed to take it away from the Lekuchos, because it's as if, and then she's going to pay back the Lekuchos. She didn't get her loan yet. She didn't get her ksuba yet. So, Mamela, she wouldn't be allowed to take this exact field. Okay. We can stop here. The Gemara is going to bring another. We have 2 more minutes. We'll finish this. The next proof. The Gemara then says, Tanisua. It's a brisa. Meicheres b'leches ad kedei ksuba. So she's allowed to sell the fields for her mizonis until there's enough left, property left to pay for her ksuba. V'samach la shetig b'ksuba min hashar. And she relies on the fact that she's going to be get the ksuba from that which is remaining, the b'nei cherin that are remaining. Shema min, she are lo. So we see that she can only collect from that which is remaining, meaning she can't, if she sold it, she can't collect the field that she sold to repay her ksuba. She can, if somebody else took the ksuba, the fields or whatever, and then a chadami, she could take it away because that would be mishubadim. But if she caused the field to be sold, she sold it herself to pay for mizonis, then she would not allow to be go collect that. She had to, there has to be a chayrin that remained to pay for her ksuba. In fact, the Gemara b'dil ma'etz the type of gemashulon, the likri lo hadron yisa. Maybe it's just teaching good advice that we don't want her to be an Indian giver. She gives and takes back. We don't want her to have a bad name in the streets. So we're saying she should make sure not to sell too much, but that maker I did, if she would sell, she'd be able to take it back. It says Gemara, Im Kain, Lisni, Goive Ksubasa, Minashar. It should just say that she's Goive from that which remains. My Somachlo, she relies on that which remains. Meaning she can't collect from that which she sold, she can only collect from the B'nai Cherin that remain. And if nothing remains, then she loses her capabilities to collect her ksuba. Ad kan for today.